Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, live on the road, La Crosse, Wisconsin, Buzzer Billy's. And, of course, there's a huge 800-pound precedent-wrecking elephant in the room. It is the overturning of Roe v. Wade. But I do have a fine guest, and it's his district. I'm here in La Crosse, Wisconsin, the 3rd CD, and we precede the Big Dim Convention. I've been here since Wednesday, but I got a fine state senator turned U.S. congressional candidate, Brad Paff. Welcome to the Devil's Advocates. Tell me I said the name right.
You did, Mike.
Wait, I'm not quite hearing you, Brad.
Okay.
Bear with me. I'm not sure why we're not hearing Brad.
Well, can you hear me now, Mike?
No, let's turn this microphone. How about one more time, sir?
Well, I hope that everybody...
Nope, I'm sorry. Brad, bear with me just...
The Devil's Advocates may not agree on much, but funny is funny.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. I'm here in La Crosse. I got a fine guest at the table. He is Brad Paff. He is a state senator. He is a current U.S. congressional candidate. Brad running in the 3rd CD. But first, you got to win a primary.
And I sure do.
Obviously, some big breaking news today. Got to start. Roe v. Wade, what's your reaction, sir?
Oh, it's awful. I mean, it's absolutely awful. The thing is this is going to impact women and families throughout this country, particularly in our rural areas, but all over. The thing is this is a tremendous setback. Never before in the history of our country have we seen it where we've got rights taking away, constitutional rights being taken away from our people. I think that is absolutely wrong. I'm extremely disappointed in this. I have spoken up over and over in regards to this. I think we need to do the following things here in the state of Wisconsin. Number one, we need to codify into state law Roe v. Wade. Codify this into our state law. Second of all, we need to make sure that we provide additional funds for reproductive health care here in Wisconsin for family planning to make sure that we have our families have the resources that they need going forward here. But this is just extremely disappointed. I just can't tell you. It was a real gut punch. And it's just something that I don't think anybody wins in this regard.
Well, Brad, there was a special session. There was an opportunity for Republicans to adopt or at least take up the conversation. And I understand ideologically there's quote-unquote pro-life Republicans. Mm-hmm. I get that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, to allow this archaic 1849 state law, I mean, effectively, abortion's illegal in the state
it sure
of Wisconsin
is.
Right,
I mean,
now.
Think about it. 1849 is 12 years before the beginning of the Civil War. In 1849, Zachary Taylor, fresh from the Mexican-American War campaign, came back and got elected President of the United States. 1849, 70 years before women had the right to vote. Our state today, as a result of the fact that the Republicans in the state legislature, it only took them 13 seconds to gavel in and gavel out, as a result of the Supreme Court ruling today and the fact that the Republicans in the state legislature didn't move on Wednesday, we have gone back 173 years from 2022 to 1849. This isn't right. We can do better. I'm just absolutely frustrated by this. You know, I called on the governor. I was the first state legislature to call on the governor to go, have us go into special session. I'm proud and appreciative that the governor took up my call for action, but we can't stop. We have to get back and do our job in the state legislature right now. The Supreme Court has stated, Mike, they made it clear, it's now up to each an individual state. Well, let's get to work. Codify Roe v. Wade into state law right now. Make sure that we have the dollars that are available for our reproductive health clinics. Make sure that we've got dollars that are available for family planning services. Make sure that we continue to work with, you know, our religious organizations and churches. Make sure that we continue to reach out to adoption services. But most importantly, let's make sure that we provide the privacy rights for our women in this state.
Folks, you're listening to The Devils Advocates Radio Show live on the road, La Crosse, Wisconsin, God's country.
Yes, it is.
And we're at Buzzard Billy's. We got a fine guest at the table. He is State Senator Brad Pfaff. He is running for Congress in the 3rd CD. Brad, I know it's a big issue in Roe, but I got to ask you about your potential congressional opponent, Republican nominee by default, Derek Van Orden.
Yeah, he's an insurrectionist.
You go. Yes, an insurrectionist.
Yeah, I mean, this... I mean, he's very clear. I mean, he was in Washington, D.C. in a restricted area on January 6th. He was on the Capitol steps. January 6th, that shameful, awful, deadly day. And on top of that, last June, he huffed and puffed and marched into a public library in Prairie du Chien, Wisconsin, and he harassed a teenage librarian aide over a book display regarding Gay Pride Month. And speaking of books... He's an author. If you didn't know, he wrote a book, and within this book that he wrote, he bragged about sexually harassing two female nurses. And then to top that off, Mike, last fall, he tried to get on an airplane for a domestic flight out of Cedar Rapids, Iowa, with a loaded handgun. Well, think about that. I mean, just think about that. And now he's... essentially the nominee for a major political party for the United States House of Representatives.
Well, Brad, and I don't mean to contradict you, sir, but if he got to Cedar Rapids with a loaded firearm, how did he get there if he didn't fly to Cedar Rapids? I mean, wasn't he on the return end of a round trip?
Well, so he lives in Prairie du Chien, which is in the southern part on the Iowa border. And I'm not sure
you don't have to defend him. My only question is, did he fly both ways and only get caught once?
And get caught once. That's exactly right. I don't have the answer to that. All I'm saying is this, is I believe that this race is based upon who has the temperament, who has the judgment, and who has the character in order to serve in Congress. And I believe that what we just described disqualifies him from serving in Congress.
You've had a fine representative here, Ron Kind, for years and years and years. And I've known Ron, and he's still got a damn fine head of hair. But
yes,
Ron, Ron's done. Ron is not seeking re-election.
Okay.
And Ron obviously leaves here in the 3rd CD a very swingy district.
Very much.
And Trump won on the presidential side, but obviously Ron Kind still held in this perhaps swing or ticket-splitting district. So... my question for you, Brad, is your former boss gave you the endorsement.
Yep.
Do you think you are the right guy to carry the mantle onwards for Ron?
Well, the key about this congressional district is you have to focus on these specific needs of this congressional district. These are hardworking, independent people. This is predominantly a rural district. While we have the city of La Crosse and city of Eau Claire and the city of Stevens Point and Wisconsin Rapids, it is predominantly rural. And as a result of that, you have to focus on those local community needs. My family's been in this area since the mid-1800s. I've spent my entire professional life working for the people of this district. They know me. I know them. I am confident come November we will be elected and we will continue to serve the people of the state of Wisconsin, the United States House of Representatives, in a manner that brings dignity, brings respect, and will always focus on the specific needs of this district.
Brad, if people want to support your campaign, how can they get involved?
www.bradpaff.com. Please go check it out. We've got a Facebook page, Instagram, Twitter. We're doing everything we possibly can on social media.
And a convention speech tomorrow night.
We are at right around 6 o'clock in beautiful downtown La Crosse. People, come on over here. This is God's country.
It certainly is. Brad Paff, he is a candidate for Congress. He's a state senator. He's from La Crosse. That's where we're broadcasting from. Come back more.
Warning, listening to the Devil's Advocates may expose you to opposing views.
Just because we get around.
Talking about my generation.
Things they do look awful.
Can you hear me, man? The music's loud. Let me hear myself talk here. I am in God's country. I'm in La Crosse. Fine guest, Brad Paff. Thank you for joining me here at Buzzard Billy's. And if you are coming up to the DPW, if you're getting an early start, you know, enjoying some of God's country, you got to go to this restaurant, Buzzard Billy's, 222 Pearl Street. We're going to be broadcasting here until 6. And if, you know, recent history is any guide, I might be having dinner here later. Great victuals. They got Cajun style. You know, Crudy likes to eat. Also want to thank the fine staff. They've been taking care of me all week here, and I just started broadcasting. Evan, in the world headquarters today, screening your calls. And we know there is lots to react to. Obviously, Roe v. Wade overturned. Can't say it was unexpected. My understanding of the official ruling is it very much reflects the leaked version of the ruling. And as I understand it, we are now, it would be illegal to obtain an abortion in the state of Wisconsin under pretty much any circumstance. Right now, it's banned. Because it was illegal before Roe v. Wade set aside the Wisconsin law. So effectively, we revert back to existing law. And that's what Brad Paff was referencing, and I'm sure many of our other guests today will do so. We're expecting Deb McGrath. She is a congressional candidate, a former CIA officer, and also a military officer. We've had Deb in the Bannison studios. Deb's going to join us here at Buzzard Billy's very, very soon, I suspect, here at the table. But Roe v. Wade overturned today, folks. And I got to tell you, this is a little stunning. We are going backwards. We're seeing people lose rights. And I can tell you, I was at a DPW event, first one Dominic and I ever broadcast 3 hours live from. And it was, I believe, around June 6th of 2014. And there was a question before the federal courts, and Barb Crabb effectively made same-sex legal in the state of Wisconsin, or at least put a stay in place that opened the door to same-sex marriage in the state of Wisconsin. It was codified shortly thereafter here in the great state of Wisconsin and across the nation, obviously, by a very shortly thereafter U.S. Supreme Court ruling. And the Roe v. Wade ruling, I mean, that was a great day. I saw the extension of new rights to same-sex couples to do what the rest of us take for granted, get married in the state of Wisconsin. So it is particularly hard here as, you know, I come to greet the Democrats at the Democratic Party convention. I've always looked at this and that is one of the greatest days we ever broadcast. Not only did we have a great time that night, we got to meet so many of the very first same-sex couples to get married under this new opened right through the courts. And by Monday, we had like one of our busiest shows ever. Man, we had like 9 guests, all these couples, all these loving human beings that finally felt, you know, recognized by the courts. They had rights. They had the right to love who they loved and marry who they wanted to marry. And now there would be a question in my mind if that right is going to be taken back from those people as well, same-sex couples. Because if I understood the nature of at least the leak ruling, and it pretty much is what they've rolled out here, if I understand the nature of that, if it's not an enumerated right in the Constitution, well, hell, anything's game can be taken away by the courts at the whim of a conservative supermajority on the Supreme Court. And, you know, that's where we find ourselves. Women losing rights, people losing rights, this country going in the wrong direction. And that's where the Democrats find themselves today. And as I introduce you to more of the candidates, and I don't know if you're aware, but we're doing very special coverage all day today, all day tomorrow. I'm going to be broadcasting live on a Saturday night. We're going to keep plugged into the politics. I'll be at the Democratic Party convention. I'm going to have some fine interviews at the table. I'm going to start tomorrow's big show with Alex Lazary, U.S. senatorial candidate, Bucks executive on leave. Peter Pekarsky, very unique resume. You've heard Peter's ads on our radio station. Peter's going to join me from the DPW at 6:20. The current lieutenant governor, U.S. senatorial candidate Mandela Barnes, will join me from the table tomorrow as well. So I'm very excited to have those three big candidates. Later in this big show, we got Tom Nelson joining me here at the Buzzard Billy's. I can't forget the name of my favorite saloon in La Crosse and Victual Place. Also, later in the big show, I got Pat Kreitlow. I've got Ben Wickler, the Democratic Party chair, great state of Wisconsin. It's his party. Nobody's crying, but it's his party. So Ben Wickler joins us in the 4 o'clock hour. And as mentioned before, we've got another fine third congressional CD candidate, Deb McGrath. She's going to join us very shortly here at Buzzard Billy's. But this is hopefully an engaging electoral issue. This is something that, you know, the Democrats certainly better react to, their base better react to. Women, people that love women, people that have daughters and mothers and sisters, we should all be outraged. We should all take some clear action. But what we cannot be is disengaged from the political process. We can't sit out the midterms. Oh, man, lost some rights. Now I'm really not going to vote. Really? That cannot be the answer. The answer, I mean, man, I got to tell you, I'd be marching in the streets. I got sons. I got daughters. We all do. Or sisters or brothers or parents. Come on, man. Rights over one's body should preclude one's right over enumeration in the Constitution and satisfying a supermajority of conservatives on the courts. So Roe v. Wade overturned. Abortion illegal in the state of Wisconsin. Democrats, what is the proper response? We'll ask them. We'll find out what their response is. Want to also hear yours on the big show. We're in the third CD. We're partying in God's country. Dom will join soon. You could join after the interviews at 844-967-2789.
Sunshine when she's gone.
The Devil's Advocates, radio for the 99%.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and she's always
welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show live on the road, La Crosse, Wisconsin, TGIF. We're in God's country, and we are in the third CD, and I've been joined at the table at Buzzard Billy's here. If you're coming up for the convention, certainly enjoy the victuals here, 222 Pearl Street. I've enjoyed many meals here. I got Deb McGrath. She is a congressional candidate, a former CIA officer, an Army officer. Deb, we've got to start, though, and we've met, and I appreciate you joining me here and closer to home for you, but we got to talk about Roe v. Wade. We've got to talk about the breaking news. What was your reaction?
Oh, my, I'm so angry. And this is a fundamental attack on our freedoms. And this is the government taking away control of our bodies and giving it to politicians and our privacy. This is an attack on privacy. And so to me, I'm a mother. This is personal, but then I can also understand how this is going to affect economic choices for the rest of people's lives. We have got to codify Roe v. Wade. We have to elect people up and down the ballot, like me, who are going to make this a center part of their platforms and who are going to get this done. DVO, who I'm running against, has called abortion genocide. The reason I'm in this race is because I am running against an insurrectionist who is against the right to choose, and I'm gonna beat him. And we've got to take this seat away from him.
Deb, here in the state of Wisconsin, there's really no legislative remedy under the current makeup of the Wisconsin Assembly and the Senate. The Democrats too far in the minority. There can only be a congressional and a senatorial, a federal remedy. If it is not codified, abortion will remain illegal in the state of Wisconsin. Effectively, since this morning, abortion is illegal in the state of Wisconsin.
It's horrifying. And that is why this is so important. This is why, and I talk to people, and when I talk to people in the third CD, this is one of the major issues that people have been worried about. And that is why this election is so important. We have got to get people like me elected to get this done in Congress. And we've got to work across the aisle to show that this is important to the entire country.
Deb, I've seen your new campaign ad, and I got to tell you, you're ballsier than I would be. You jumped out of an airplane, and I know you've got a military background, but they don't make you do that at boot camp. You also have a CIA background, so risky ad, both literally and figuratively, and I think it plays great. You're obviously very proud of it. What motivated you to jump out of an airplane for a campaign ad?
Mike, I wanted to show the grit and determination that it takes to fight for our rights. And that I don't just talk about it, I do it. And I had been a jumper when I was young, almost 40 years ago.
Oh, so you have jumped.
But, it, right.
You were crazy since way back.
But this is about taking it to, this is about showing up. This is about showing that I will do whatever it takes for the people of Wisconsin. And I will do whatever it takes for our country. We are in an existential point in our history. The radical right agenda is going to take away our rights, and we are going to have to do everything we can to fight for them. I'm ready. I've battle tested. I'm ready to fight.
Folks, you are listening to the Devils Advocates Radio Show. We are live, La Crosse, Wisconsin, Buzzard Billy's Bar and Saloon, and good food here as well. Got a fine guest at the table. We welcome back Deb Baldus McGrath. You got a little politics in the family name. Deb is seeking the third congressional CD nomination. And Deb, this breaking news has to shake up the Democratic Party convention. I would hope there has been some strategery behind closed doors that, the Dems have a clear vision. But Deb, what would your message to the Democratic Party be at this time? Not just for your own campaign, but for the broader campaigns of all Dems.
That Wisconsin carried this nation in the election in 2020. We carried this nation. And once again, we must carry this nation. We need to elect strong voices that are going to go to Congress, that are going to go to the Senate, and are going to stand up for this right. We did a poll. There's a poll that's out there that shows that this issue is the winning issue that can take over the Republican, that far-right Republican strategy, that this is the thing that can be polarizing, and we have got to stand up for our rights. We keep talking about it.
Deb, I heard you mention the presumptive Republican nominee and that he has no competitors. Derek Van Orden, he came very close to beating Ron Kind, and after he lost, I went out to D.C. with some of his campaign money and decided to join in the insurrection against the peaceful transfer of power was, claims he was, just an observer out there. But subsequent, the guy has gotten caught trying to go through an airport with a loaded pistol. I would say there's something of a track record here. But in light of the January 6th hearings, and you've pledged, you've said your oath to the Constitution, as have I, as once upon a time did Derek Van Orden. Anyone that's ever said that pledge, how can they find themselves in the role as insurrectionist?
Right. You and I have talked about this. We have a moral obligation to that pledge for the rest of our lives, to protect and defend the Constitution. And that when we think about someone who retired from the military and was at the insurrection, and then the hypocrisy of even lying about it later. And then, as you mentioned, the pattern. the persecution of an LGBTQ teen in Prairie du Chien in the library. The fact that he's called abortion genocide, the fact that he's been busting up school board meetings, that this is not just one action. In the book that he wrote, you know, that he talked about sexual harassment, and you and I know and how that the codifying what the regulations are in the military. So this is someone who doesn't respect our rights and will not respect our electoral system. We can't have him in Congress. We have to elect somebody who's going to have common sense solutions and principled leadership. Me.
Democrat, the fine candidate, third congressional, third CD. First, you got to win the nomination. And we're here in God's country. We're here in La Crosse. The third CD includes Eau Claire and big parts of western Wisconsin. And then dips up and grabs Stevens Point, right? So here's my question of you. I've spent a little bit of time in the third CD, at least this week. What are the issues most important that you've been hearing on the campaign trail?
Great question, because we have really been reaching out to voters in the places where they are so that we can hear what their needs are. And certainly they're struggling. They're struggling with inflation. They're struggling with gas prices and drug prices. Prescription drug prices have been a perennial problem. And then, of course, the climate change that's really affecting our farmers. And so we have got to make changes for these, and we've got to attack the big corporate greed that is also a big part of this. So that's what I'm going to be focused on.
Deb, define how the weather is affecting the farmers. I got to admit, I'm not. It's been a long time since I spent time on a farm. So what are they telling you? What is the weather differently? How's it affecting their crops or their ability to plant? What's happening on the farm?
Well, certainly it's weather and inflation right now. And so right now the record heat has been very difficult for farmers. They've got to keep their cattle cold and for them to be even able to milk. And it's very difficult that they've got to get more water and irrigation, and all of that is more expensive right now. And so the fertilizer and all the inputs have been more expensive. Gas prices are more expensive. So they have to change crops. They have to be sustainable and innovative. A lot of farmers are putting in solar power, for instance, to diversify. So they're innovative, but we've got to help them. They need investment, and they need our partnership with our private and public and academic partnership.
Well, Deb, we're losing a lot of the family farms here in the state of Wisconsin rapidly. My understanding, the family farms are being consolidated and gobbled up into bigger corporate entities, if you will. I understand it's a tradition. Is it the future of farming? Is there a way to preserve the local farm, the back 40? How do we keep that as part of this western Wisconsin tradition?
Well, I believe it is by investments to help them be able to make the choices themselves. There are many farmers who will say, okay, I don't have somebody to pass on this farm to, and I'm older now and I will pass it on. But if they want to keep that farm, do they turn it into an organic farm? Do they input things like solar or wind power? Do they have new ways of bringing in innovative ideas like the chances to lower their carbon footprint and to make their costs lower and to have new containers to get their beans and things to market and go into consortiums. But a lot of this is by letting them have the choices, giving them the investments so that they can make those choices.
Deb, here in La Crosse, I've been Deb Baldus McGrath. She is a congressional candidate in the third CD, and we're sitting here in the third in La Crosse, Wisconsin. And I've got to tell you, I've been pleasantly surprised by sort of the rejuvenation of Main Street. And my big contention is, you know, big corporations are not good for Main Street. Well, Main Street seems to be doing fine here in La Crosse. And I would say it's a more vibrant Main Street than it was when I was here 30 years ago. So what do you think's been working here in western Wisconsin? I've driven through a few of the small towns this week. A lot of Main Street seemingly are doing okay post-pandemic. Why do you think that is, and what are we doing right?
Well, I think that this state took a strong emphasis on the COVID investments to be able to make sure that those went to small businesses and that we made sure that people could stay open. And that's what small business owners are telling me, that that was vital for them being able to keep open, to keep themselves open, and that they could have, you know, change their businesses up a little bit. Also, the broadband has helped, and the additional 300,000, you know, premises for broadband, but we need to do more. We need to help, that we need to make sure that we get high-speed internet out to every small town, because it isn't just about the urban areas. I am so glad, because La Crosse is looking beautiful. Boy, there's not even a place to park out here. But we have got to worry about those small towns, that they feel the same way, because that's where people... That is part of our tradition, that people have that small-town feel as well.
Well, I don't know how we keep the kids on the farm, quote-unquote, if they don't have access to an international economy where they're at. And I think, unfortunately, under the last Republican administration, he rejected a lot of the broadband infrastructure investment here in the state. And I think people that have the benefit of living in Madison or Milwaukee or some of the places where we take it for granted, and even the good cell phone signal in La Crosse, it's been great. But I go even one big city north, Eau Claire has very spotty signal coverage, at least for what I have. And I think to myself, how do you do business if you can't make a cell phone call?
Exactly. And that it costs more for them. And so it's not getting out to those farms and businesses where, say, there's more cows than people. And it costs more. And those kids can't even do their homework at home. They're doing it in the parking lots and are getting hotspots from the schools. And so that has been an additional burden on those communities. So that is, I think, a number one thing that we need to be able to do. To me, I've seen this in other countries. This is like electricity. We've got to be able to get this out to every single person.
Deb Baldus McGrath, you got a shiny new scary campaign video with you jumping out of an airplane. You're here for the Democratic Party convention. You'll give a campaign speech tomorrow night. What time's your speech? And we are going to play many of the speeches out live, and we'll be doing live coverage. But what time will your speech play?
6:15. I hope you won't miss it.
Well, we'll try to dip in and out. We're gonna play some of the speeches. We've got a couple of the candidates that aren't going to make it here to Buzzard Billy's. But if people want to support the McGrath campaign, how do they do so?
Deb McGrath for Congress.com and Deb McGrath WI on Twitter. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Deb McGrath here. She is a congressional candidate. Final thoughts before we say goodbye to you for now.
I'm Deb McGrath, and I'm running for Congress, and I'll never stop fighting for our democracy. I'll never stop fighting for you.
Well said. Deb McGrath, thank you so much. Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates. I'm broadcasted live from Buzzard Billy's. If you're coming up to the convention, come see us here, 222 Pearl Street, beautiful La Crosse, Wisconsin, God's country. We'll come back. We'll continue the big broadcast. I've got Ben Wickler, Democratic Party chair. We've got Pat Kreitlow, journalist from Up North News. We've got Tom Nelson, and perhaps your phone calls later in the show, 844-967-2789.
You're listening to the radio show your mother warned you about, The Devil's Advocates.
Show, can you hear me now? Welcome back to The Devil's Advocates radio show. I'm live at Buzzard Billy's, La Crosse, Wisconsin. Fine saloon. They got great food. Come on down, 222 Pearl Street, broadcasting live from the 3rd CD. Want to thank my most recent guest, a fine one, Deb Baldus McGrath. She was a former CIA officer, a former military officer, and now she is a candidate in the 3rd Congressional, and she's going against an insurrectionist, or at least if she wins the Democratic primary nomination. Now, a little bit earlier, you heard from Brad Paff. Brad's a state senator here in the state of Wisconsin, and of course was Tony Evers' never Senate confirmed ag secretary, because, you know, Republicans are fascist. But anyways, we're celebrating the Dems, and we're perhaps bemoaning the overturning of Roe v. Wade. I'm going to have a little bit of time before the Democratic Party chair comes around, hopefully here. So if I can find my phones, we'll see if anybody wants to join us, if anyone's got a reaction going on, at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Actually, Evan, I may need you to tell me if we got anybody here for a bit.
No problem, man. I'll let you know.
Okay, man. Thank you. So, Roe v. Wade. Roe v. Wade overturned, not unexpectedly, but certainly it had to come down, and today was that day. And I expect this will be, I would like to think, an electorally engaging issue for the Dems. The Dems are up here in La Crosse. That's why I'm up here. The Dems are, you know, trailing mightily in the engagement level of the right. The right apparently very engaged about the big lie, the concept that Trump got screwed. It was a rigged election. And I'm not clear why it's engaging to the right. You know, it's just the bitter taste of sour grapes, I would say, overall. But the left has been much less engaged. And missed our pal Charles Franklin this week, but the left, statistically, at least under current polling, there's a big differential. But that was before today. And that was before Roe v. Wade. And I've been speculating, and I didn't wish for this day, but I suspected this day was coming. And under the circumstance, if Roe v. Wade is to be overturned, and sure enough, here it happened. Well, what will be the reaction? I cannot imagine that this won't be something that the Democrats, that the greater Democratic base doesn't react to. You know, it's kind of now or never Dems, right? And quite frankly, I don't know if you understood the math I was trying to lay out there, but with the gerrymander here in the state of Wisconsin, there is not a state-level remedy. Abortion's illegal right now in the state of Wisconsin. And the only way that's going to change is if there is an act of Congress, if a law is passed that codifies effectively Roe v. Wade, unless there is a legislative will and a Democratic president to sign that bill into law, presumably a Democratic president, then abortion's going to be illegal. And abortion will still occur, and I suspect there will be many women that if they want the sort of care or find it necessary or needed, they're going to have to travel. They're going to have to go to Illinois or whatever the case may be. So what I would say is Dems better, you know, they better react. And, of course, the biggest problem, Joe Biden got elected, 81 million votes. A lot of people engaged. They wanted, certainly wanted change from Donald Trump, but they got out and they voted. And then they got very little. They did get an American Rescue Plan. Thank you, Joe Biden. And the Democrats did basically deliver that with no Republican votes. We got something of a bipartisan infrastructure deal, my understanding. Not the Build Back Better, of course, not the Joe Biden one, not the socialist one. But we got a smaller compromise bipartisan bill. But so much of the will of the American people has been thwarted effectively because Joe Manchin is not really a Democrat. And Kyrsten Sinema is not really a Democrat. And they don't really, really apparently care, or they're so bought and paid for, they're willing to basically allow the Democrats to fail to deliver for the American people under the current legislative makeup. So the only way that changes is with a change in the math. And I'm not great at doing math on the radio, but let's just see if we can get to two seats. Like 52 seats, if you're the Democrats. How do we get from here to beyond the stranglehold of Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema? Kyrsten Sinema. Hate to see her name wrong. Well, winning the state of Wisconsin, and perhaps where Pat Toomey is retiring from the Republican, it's a hell of a time to defeat an incumbent U.S. senator. I mean, it's very, very hard. But if it's going to happen, Ron Johnson's the guy to get beat. I mean, how this, you know, false elector delivering to the vice president, you know, COVID denying, gargle, take all the drugs candidate. I mean, this guy has gone so over the edge. So if we assume Ron Johnson is vulnerable, and that's a pretty good assumption. So then the question is who is the best Dem to beat him? And a big part of making that determination happens at these sort of confabs of the faithful. The Democratic Party convention, it's happening in the third CD. Why? Because the incumbent's retiring. And that leaves La Crosse and this once 20 last 24-year Democratic district leaves it vulnerable. So you've met a couple of the candidates. We'll bring you up some more of them tomorrow, hopefully from the DPW site. But I'm up here in La Crosse today because these are important times. And this is an important elective cycle. And the U.S. Senate is literally on the ballot. And if you want reproductive rights, you must defeat Ron Johnson. So the question becomes is, who's your favorite? What flavor of Democrat is the right sort of Democrat to beat Ron? Well, that's ultimately up to you, the voters, you, the listeners. But I can tell you, we're going to bring you as many of the fun candidates this weekend, especially the top-tier candidates, as we can. I know for sure we got Tom Nelson later in this big show. We got tomorrow from the convention center, Alex Lazary. We've got Peter Pekarsky. We've got Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes. Sarah Godlewski, a late scratch today. We'll see if we're able to accommodate a reschedule somewhere from the convention site tomorrow, perhaps. And I would wonder, you know, Godlewski, I know suddenly with the overturning of Roe v. Wade, women's issues are front and center. And Emily's List endorses her as a candidate. And I know that you got to react in real time. So we'll try to make time for Sarah Godlewski. We'll make time. We'll find time for Sarah. I like Sarah. And we'll come back with the Democratic Party of Wisconsin chairman. He is Ben Wickler. He joins me here at Buzzard Billy's, 222 Pearl Street. If you're coming to the convention, stop here, get some good victuals and a cold one, and then right across the street to the convention center. More Devils, live on the road, third CD.